So maybe you can comment a little bit. You mentioned the issue of in patients with advanced disease, rituximab alone, chemoimmunotherapy, or R-squared as a new option. I'm going to ask you sort of to go through those data and also watch and wait. So maybe you can dissect out a little bit. Let's talk about differentiating a case where you would observe, a case where you would use R alone, and a case where you would use R chemoimmunotherapy or R squared. Can you talk about how you decide between those three options?
So we do know that follicular lymphoma is an indolent disease and that some patients may not need immediate intervention, and that immediate intervention in this patient has not necessarily shown to prolong the survival. So when we see a patient that does not present with symptoms related to the disease, and when the workup doesn't demonstrate very large tumor bulk, and the biology is also normal or subnormal, we can decide either to watch the patient or eventually to give the patient rituximab single agent. Both options are acceptable. Obviously, if you decide to watch the patient, you have to trust the patient that he or she will establish a good relationship with the oncologist in order to be complying with the follow-up necessary, because you will have to watch the patient maybe 3, 4 times a year during the first year, and then at least every 6 months. And maybe after that 1 year, because you want to detect if there is a progression of the disease that may need another intervention. Using rituximab single agent in this patient is also an option. I will use in this case 4 weekly infusions followed by 4 additional consolidation infusion, 1 every 2 months. This is an approach that will stabilize the disease, and most of the patient will actually respond to this kind of therapy, but after 3, 4 years, the disease may recur. You can adopt this kind of options for the patient which have what asymptomatic or defined with a GELF low tumor burden criteria, which is usually small nodes, not greater than 3 centimeters or not greater than 7 centimeters, no pleural effusion, and normal LDH, normal beta 2 microglobulin. If the patient present with a bulk, like a large tumor or symptomatic of his disease, or some parameters, cytopenia or elevated LDH or eventually beta 2 microglobulin, then you may decide for a more active intervention, which until recently has been essentially rituximab of chemotherapy, either bendamustine or CHOP or eventually CVP. Recently, the investigators at MD Anderson have established that the combination of lenalidomide and rituximab was a reasonable option in some patients, and this regimen, also called R-square, was assessed in a series of patients in phase II study and more recently reported in a phase III study as giving similar results to rituximab and chemotherapy.
So, in terms of these same issues, what about the elderly, frail patient, 80-year-old patient, frail, maybe some minor comorbidities? Are you more aggressive about, for example, using R alone to try to sort of delay the patient having to receive chemotherapy?
With elderly and frail patients, it's always a difficult choice and discussion. You can use rituximab alone because obviously you will have less side effects of the treatment, but you may also have the risk, if this is a patient with a significant bulk, to have difficulties in controlling the disease. And if the disease comes back 3, 4 years later, further difficulties in treating this patient with a more intensive regimen. So I think there are options such as rituximab CVP or rituximab with bendamustine, assuming you can eventually decrease the dose of bendamustine, or even CHOP with a diminished dose of anthracycline. And I think if the patient is really symptomatic and has bulk disease, for this frail patient, I would prefer to have a chemo immunotherapy which have lower dose, rather than keeping the patient on rituximab with the risk of seeing a transformation and not able, for instance, to treat the patient again. But obviously, it's an individual discussion, patient per patient, with the patient with relatives and the way he can tolerate different interventions.